I'd like tonight, first of all, welcome back to all of you who took Hanukkah vacation last week. I appreciate you coming back. I'd like to share with you tonight a yesod in Dinei Asra, and it's a basic yesod in understanding Asra. What's beautiful about it is that it's really a musavart, which answers four or five difficulties in the halachis, especially in the Shitas HaRambam on Asra. Our Gemara on Vav Amud Beis brings that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said a chaver doesn't need Asra, because Asra was only given lahavchem ben shagig lemezid. So if you have a Talmid Chacham who knows, so he doesn't need Asra, because Asra was given to make sure that he's not a shagig. The plea here is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins chaver tzarech Asra. He says you have to give Asra even to a chaver. And the Rambam says, Leinit Nasra Ella Lahafkim Ben Shagig Lemezit. And he says that the purpose of Asra is to know if he's a Shagig or a Mezit. Which is not the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, a chaver doesn't need Asra, because Asra is to make sure you're not a Shagig. So the Rambam passes like the Chachamim, that chaver needs Asra, and he still says, and the Rambam doesn't say like in two different places. In one halacha, the lashon of the Rambam is in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Yud Beis, halacha Beis, he says, Chaver tzarech hasra, shalaynit na hasra, ela lahafkin mishaygin lemezit. Like it's a plea. He says in one sentence, a chaver needs hasra, because hasra was given, lahafkin mishaygin lemezit. Like you're expecting someone on the side to say, Tos at fus, but nobody says that. So he passed like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So it needs a Hesber. So I'd like to tell you the Hesber that I saw in the Shurei Das, one of the, which Rav Bloch it was, who says something, B'derech HaMachshava. And then when you take it and you start learning the Sugya of Asra, you see it answers a lot of different difficulties. In the Shurei Das, he says, it's a funny thing, Hasra you need Toich Kedei Dibur. In other words, you give Hasra, and then he has to kill him Toich Kedei Dibur. If it's more than Toich Kedei Dibur, so the Hasra doesn't work anymore. So what kind of person we're talking about? He's got to be extremely low intelligence. If you're worried more than Toich Kedei Dibur, he forgot. You're telling him, you know, killing people, Yechayev Misa. And he waits, Toich Kedei Dibur, that's four or five words, and then he kills. So then he forgot. What happened? So he says, the Yesod, that there are many shlavim, there are many levels in knowing something. You say a person knows something, is aware of something. There are many, many different dargas in knowing things. I'll give you a mashal that he doesn't mention, but a mashal. It says that after 12 months, the mace is nishtakach bin alev. Mashal of shikha. After 12 months, the mace is nishtakach bin alev. And the Chazal compare it, zechiras ma'isa malek, every 12 months you have to have zechiras ma'isa malek, because it's nishtakach. What does that mean, it's nishtakach? Someone lost a parent. So after 12 months, he forgets that his father's dead. He knows it. But there are different shlavim, different dargas in knowing something. You know it, it's in your brain somewhere. And then you know it, you're conscious of it all the time. And then you know it, it's something you think about every day. There are different levels of knowing things. So he says that Hasra, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Chaver Ein Tzarech Hasra, he knows it. He knows that it's also to kill people and Yechayev Misa if you kill people. The Chachamim say, they agree, Hasra is nitin lahavka mishaygig lemezit. But they say a chaver also needs Hasra. Because knowing something is a certain darga of knowing. To give a person Miso, a Malkus, the Torah is Bechayiv, a darga of knowing that it's sort of an in-your-face knowing. It's something you remind someone of. Someone you show him straight, directly. Like someone misses Seder. So he knows he's missing Seder. Not supposed to miss Seder. The Mashkiach walks over to him and says, you know, you keep on missing. You told him right in his face. He realizes it. It's a different idea. So he says that pshat in the Rambam is that when it says chaver tzarech asrosh l'nidel lahafkin, it means the Torah says to give miso malchus, you need the ultimate level of yediyah, something that he's aware of. It's stuck right in front of him, and he should have his rachis for it, and he does it anyway. Then he's chayav miso. If the Torah de dibur, of course he knows it. But that, you know, like you're inspired, it lasts for about 2 seconds or whatever, 3 seconds. And then it starts to wear off. So he says, that's pshat in this Rambam. The Rambam says, everyone agrees, it's nitin lahavchim ishaigig lamezit. The Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda argue in this Nakuda of Chiddush. It's a nice idea. It's certainly an idea about the way human beings are, that, you know, you tell someone, is this ragish? Then he turns around and it wears off, which is unfortunately the way people are. But it answers a whole list of kashas. The more I look into the sugya of Asra, the more I see that it answers difficulties. And I'd like to mention a couple of them. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara says, how do you know you need Asra? Brings a Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov. So Tosis asks, "Zeres Hakosav, you need Asra? Like Nitin Asra, Lahafkim Shaygel Amazit. You can't give a Misav, he's a Shaygeg. So obviously, you need Asra, it's a Svara, to know that he's a Shaygeg. So Tosis says, must be that Gemara is not going like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Well, like Nitin Asra, Lahafkim. It's going like the Chachamim will argue. But the Rambam holds, even the Chachamim will argue, hold Leinit Nasrael Lahafkin. Why Gzeres HaKosav? According to this, he said it's very geschmack. It's not a Svarach Yitzayna that you need such a big darga of Yediya to get an Einish. It's not a Svarach. I would think he knows it. He has to know it. It has to be told to him right a second before he does it. You need a Gzeres HaKosav for it. It's very geschmack that you need a Pasuk because it's a Chiddush. If I'm afraid he's really a shaygeg, then it's not a chiddush. It's based on job. It doesn't have to figure out if he's a shaygeg. That's even without a Gzeres HaKosav. Gzeres HaKosav says, no, you need such a level of asra that he's warned right away b'shas mais. And this answers a major difficulty in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim that Ben Noyach doesn't need asra. To kill a Ben Noyach, you don't have to give Asra. And he's Chayav Misa no matter what he does. Now that's what he says at the end of Perek Tes in Hilchos Malach. Now I would have understood, but Nayak, it's an Einish even for a Shaygeg. And that's the way we usually understand it. But that doesn't need Asra. He gets an Einish even if he's a Shaygeg. But right away in the beginning of Perek Yud, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says, it's true, if a Ben Noyach doesn't know the din, he gets Misa anyway. But the Ashaygigim that he's potter on, the Rambam says. The Rambam says, for example, Baal Eshesish, the Savrashi Penuya, that's called a Shaygig, he's potter. There are Shaygigim that a Ben Noyach is potter from. So Vaiti should need Asra. Like, didn't Asra laugh in Shaygig Lamezid? You want to give him Misa? You should need Asra. There's a problem with the Rambam that the Mefarshei Rambam ask. According to this Yisayid, it's very geschmack. Really, if Ben Nayach is Bayal and Eishes Ish, and then they take him to Bezdin, he says, I thought she's a Pnuya. So that's Bezdin's job. Bezdin has to figure out the Halacha. I don't know exactly how they'll do it. The Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, they have to figure out, is he Chayim Misa, is he not Chayim Misa? You know, Gzeres HaKosavs by the Gzeres HaKosavs, not by Ben Noyach. The special Darg of Asra is not by Ben Noyach. So Ben Noyach is like anybody else. You know, without Gzeres HaKosavs, he has a din. Bezdin has to figure out the halacha. By Yisrael, there's Gzeres HaKosav that you need this Darg of Hasra, like we said, this in your face yediyah. that in order to give a Yid Misa, you have to, it's not enough that he knows it. You have to tell it to him, like Baruch HaBitzchak Tana, right before he does, you have to tell him. And he has to say, Afal Pi Kein, and do it. He needs that Darga, that's Gzeres HaKasa by Yid. So Ben Nayach ain't Sarach Hasra, even though Ben Nayach is Taka Chayev on a Shegeg. There's a third sugya. So what are we explaining with this Yisayid? That Tekedei Dibor is understood. Why do you need Tekedei Dibor? The Rambam's Psak is understood. The fact that you need Gzeres HaKasav and Dinei Ben Nayach. That's four Nekudas. It's a fifth Nekuda. The Ktsais in Simen Chav Ches, Sivkat Neches, brings a Tshuva to Rajma. The Rajma has a hard time with this. The Rajma specifically talks about somebody who swore falsely in Bezdin. It was a Dinei Mominis, and he swore that the Pekadin was stolen. It wasn't stolen. Such a person is Pasul Eidus. So the Rajba says, he doesn't understand. Why can't he say Shechachti? We see light in Nasrallah Lahafim Meshaygig Lamezit. You can have a from Yid, who grew up from, he bows down to an Avodah Zarah, and he could say, I was a Shaygig, I forgot. I didn't know you now bow down to Avodah Zarah. How believable is that? I don't know. But he could say Shechachti. So if you can say Shechachti all the time, so someone swore falsely, and Bezdin is going to pass him Leidus. Let him say, I forgot that there's an Issa to swear falsely. I forgot Shechachti. Is it believable? Just as believable as a firm Yid who says, I forgot you're not allowed to bow to an Avodah Zarah. So the Tzais brings that the Rajba struggles with this. And he adds that this problem is all over the place. If you hold Eidim Zaymim in Ein Tzrich and Hasra. So he has the same thing. Eid Zaymim in Ein Tzrich and Hasra. But if you believe a person he forgot, how can you give him an Einish? He was Shakach, he's a Shaygei. So what does it mean, Eidim Zaymim in Tzrich and Hasra? He forgot. According to this, he said it's beautiful. If he forgot or he didn't forget, that's Bezdin's job. There's nothing to do with Asra. If a guy, a person will come to Bezdin, he'd say, I forgot, and I'll say four Seidus. In such a case, Bezdin will have to be done. That's not Asra. Hasra, according to this Yisayid, is something else. Hasra is that even if you know it, even if you're aware of it, we don't give Einshim unless you have this Darga of Yediyah. There are levels of Yediyah. After 12 months, you forget something a certain amount. Within 12 months, you know it more. That week, you remember it more. That day, you remember it more. The Chiddush of Asra is this Musar, that even when people know something is wrong, they'll do it anyway. There's a certain level of Yediya where you remind a person straight to his face. That's a different Darga of knowing. It's a different Darga of Yediya. And that's the Darga of Yediya of this Parsha of Asra. And this is a sort of a fifth sugya of Asra that's answered with this. The Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, when he talks about which Averis you're over when you speak Lashon Hara. So Chafetz Chaim, a guy goes to town, like he says, you're over a bit of Torah when you talk Lashon Hara. Is he not learning? You say Lashon Hara. He has a whole pile, he piles on all the different Averis. So one of the Averis he has is that you're over on Zechiras Maisa Miriam. There's a mitzvah to remember the Maisa Miriam, the Tzeisim in Mitzrayim, that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about her brother, and Afal Pi Kein, she was punished. Chafetz Chaim goes so far, he says, to be Mekayim the mitzvah, you have to remember not only what happened to Mitzrayim, but that it happened B'derech Tzeisim in Mitzrayim. In a time of Rachamim, that in a time of Rachamim, it also happened that she was punished. That Zayvayt is Lashon Hara B'ed. And the Siddurim, it has the Sheish Tchiris at the end of davening. And I know a lot of people don't say it because they're barely able to get it out of their, get Aleinu out of their mouths by the time they get out. But we have Zachar, Zerzgan, Kechel, Miriam, Bederach, Betzeskim, Mitzrayim, this Lashon HaKrav. So I had a problem with the Chafetz Chaim. Let's say someone speaks Lashon Hara. I'm still nobody who comes to Mishmar Thursday night speaks Lashon Hara. But there are other Yidden who, you know, they say Lashon Hara. So if you go over to him, you ask him, Do you remember what happened to Miriam? Of course he remembers what happened to Miriam. You think he forgot? He knows. He spoke Lashon Hara, as he ate the heart. So what's Pshat in the Chafetz Chaim? If you speak Lashon Hara, you're over on Zohar Shasha Kachal Miriam. Now it's true, you're not learning the lesson from it. But that doesn't mean you forgot it. You remember it. You remember what God did to Miriam. Just, you're not, you didn't have him anyway. We remember a lot of things that we have Yetzirah. So it's very hard to understand. Chafetz Chaim says, Ya'ivar and Zohar. But it could be, according to what we're saying, the adargas of Zohar, the adargas of memory. Just like we say, if the Yud Beis Chaydish and Mace is the Shtak of Men Alev. So you say, I forgot, he didn't forget, he remembers the Mace. But it's a darga of Shikha, it's a certain amount of Shikha. Or we have to learn Parsha Samalik once a year. Because you're only once a year, you forget. We forget. Everyone knows Amalek. We learn from little kids, we learn about Amalek. But it's a certain darga of Yediya that you have to have. The Zohar, Shashem Kechel Miriam, the way the Chafetz Chaim learns, that it's as hara on speaking Lashon Hara. It means it's a, just like Amalek is a once a year Zechira. Maisa Miriam is a mitzvah of Zechira every time a person is going, has a taiva to speak Lashon Hara. So that's Zechira. There are different dargas of Zechira. It's true, you know it. The mitzvah of Zechira is like this in-your-face Zechira. Know it lamaisa, know it bepayel. That darga of Zechira, that's the mitzvah of Amalek, that's your mevatel, the mitzvah, you speak Lashon Hara. If in front of you someone will be saying, Zechara, Hashem Kech LaMiriam, as you rate say Lashon Hara, you'd feel like kicking the guy for saying it in your face, but it would slow you down. Hopefully it would stop you. So this is the Yisai which I think is, it's a beautiful, B'derech HaMusar, it's a nice Yisai that we know things. We have to put it in front of us. We have to put it before us. Not enough to know it. You have to have a knowledge, B'payel of it. A knowledge, B'payel. That's why I recommend that people put on the computer screen, Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Tamid, right on top. You know Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Tamid, but you need it. You need it right in front of you. You know, once it's there for 2 weeks, it doesn't help anymore, but at least in theory, it has something. It's the Ramban's Var. The Ramban says, in his Pirsha Shir HaShirim, the Ramban says that when you have a Hergish, the Shir HaShirim, the Lashon that's used of Ava, is Ava Ad Shetechpatz. Literally, Ava till you want it. The Ramban says the Lashon Chayfetz. Chaim Shmuel Levitz brings in the Sichas Musar that if you have a heregish for something, you're going to forget it 2 minutes later. Take an object and put it into the object. Chaim Shmuel Levitz brings an example when Shaul Paskin, that his daughter, was not married to David. David married the daughter of Shaul. You familiar with that idea? That David married Micha Bashaul. His Mekadisha with Meir or Lois Pelishtim, they're really Messiahim. See, that's how you deal with a father-in-law like that. Shaul said to David, oh, okay, I promise you can marry her. You have to be Kaddisha with Meir or Lois Pelishtim. It's very hard to go out and buy Meir or Lois Pelishtim. You sort of have to get a hold of the Pelishtim and be mal them. And since a mace is Asabanoi, you have to do it while they're still alive. So Shaul meant to make it hard for David. So what did David do? Instead of Meir or Lois Pelishtim, he got Masayim Arlais Pelishtim, like he showed his father-in-law, I can do it. So he brought Masayim Arlais Pelishtim. The Gemara says, my Chazi, it's worth a pruta. It's worth a pruta. It's Chazi Lashunra. Cats like to eat this stuff. So he was with Kaddisha. So Shaul said, it's not a Kaddushin. Kaddish, pruta, b'milvein, b'kaddish, it's whatever the lumdis. David ran away, he ran for his life. And he gave Michal to the Palti ben Laish. He said, Palti, you got to marry her. He didn't want to marry her. She's Eish Ish. Shaul was, Mariba Malchus. So he took Palti, and Shaul and his daughter. They put them in an apartment. He said, you're married. So the Gemara says that Palti ben Laish, not Tzcheref, he took a sword, put it between their two beds, that he shouldn't touch her. So Chai Shul Levit says, well, it's up to put a sword there. And there's nobody in the room going to kill him with the sword. It's him and ours. He put a sword between the beds. What does that do? So he says that Ava Ad Shetechpatz, you have this hergish Chas v'shalom, I should touch her. You know, but it was 2 years until Michal was able to go back to David. It wears off. So put the sword there. I don't know how they explained it to guests who came to visit, but he stuck a sword there. And every time he looked at the sword, he remembered his original inspiration. So that's this idea. Like I said, it's a musavart, but it answers all these shverikaiten in the parsha of Asra. I don't know how you explain it. Once you hear it, how do you explain that only tekedei dibor? If the tekedei dibor, he forgot. Did he really forget? So it's this idea. It's got to be sort of stick it to him. It's got to be right in front of his face. That's a shlav, a darga of yediya, and that darga of yediya is the darga. The Torah doesn't give misa or malchus unless someone's over an aveira. Akedei kach, that it's right in front of him. And he does it anyway. So it's a nice insight in the Inyan of Asra. Hope next week those who are keeping up will finish the parak.